Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The General Accountability Office says that the government is not doing enough to expedite drilling in federal waters and on public lands. In a review of the 55,000 federal oil and gas leases issued to energy companies by the Interior Department from 1987 to 1996, the GAO says that the vast majority expired without being drilled, and an even smaller amount actually produced oil and natural gas. Energy companies currently hold leases but are not producing on about 68 million acres of federal land. Shares of FC Stone Group Incorporated plunged as much as 53% yesterday, the day after the company risk management company warned it expected to take up to a $25 million pre-tax hit on three of its domestic clearing or counterparty accounts. Despite the losses, FC Stone says its capital position and liquidity remain strong as it has credit lines for its operations of $511 million. Bank of America, though, cut its rating on FC Stone stock to neutral from buy, saying the company, quote, is likely to be dead money in the near term. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now trading at 9,463, down 162 points. The NASDAQ at 1752 is off 27. The S&P 500 at 989 is down 16.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at the day's agricultural forecasts is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And the Midwest Corn Belt, great harvest weather for areas east of the Mississippi River today. Still some harvest west of the Mississippi River as well. And Missouri, a few spotty showers in Iowa may start to slow things down there today. Same thing for western Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas. There's not widespread heavy precipitation yet, but there are some scattered showers out in those areas. And as we go through the next couple of days, the fine harvest weather will be coming to an end over most of the Midwest Corn Belt. I assume that harvest progress has made great strides in the last week across Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Wisconsin, with the ideal weather. And in some places, the harvest was already doing fairly well. And with the anticipated, with the great weather now and in the anticipated weather turning more sour soon, I'm sure that a lot continues to occur in those states right now. But to the west, less harvest operations have been completed, say, in Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, and those are areas that we're starting to see an end to the ideal weather already, and the weather's going to deteriorate rapidly. So crops left in the fields there may be in the fields for a while. During the last 24 hours, some light precipitation across central Iowa into north central Missouri amounts under a tenth of an inch, though. Also precipitation across central into northern Minnesota, and then on westward across North Dakota and out into Montana. Amounts in the production areas of corn and beans, generally less than a tenth of an inch. But you go into northern parts of Minnesota and on across North Dakota, some places getting a half an inch to eight-tenths of an inch of precipitation. So far, it's rain, but it does look like some snow is on the way as well. But for those upper Midwest locations. So what we have coming up over the next couple of days, a cold front's going to come through and the unseasonably warm weather. Rain will push into Illinois tomorrow. western Indiana late tomorrow afternoon, the rest of Indiana and Ohio tomorrow night on into Friday. And behind that, there won't be a lot of precipitation Friday into the weekend, but there will be some occasional showers across the northern half of Illinois and Indiana northward. So it's going to be damp and cool, and that kind of pattern is going to continue next week and possibly beyond. It's going to be a lot cooler, and we'll have showers coming through from time to time. It'll be cloudy much of the time, so drying rates will be next to nothing, and it looks like we're just going to be turning generally cooler and damper after we get through with today and tonight. Now, with this first system, there could be a significant snowstorm in the Dakotas and eastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming. In the Dakotas, primarily the western into central portions of North and South Dakota. So that will miss the main corn and bean production areas, which are in the eastern parts of those states. They will get rain, the ground will get wet, but the heavy snow will stay to the west of the corn and bean areas. Now, we're also looking at livestock. Most of the livestock is south of that area, but that's something to consider as we go out in time. Now, we have another chance of some snow next week in the Midwest Corn Belt and the Northern Great Plains Hard Red Winter Wheat Belt, specifically northern Kansas and Nebraska, on into parts of Iowa and northwestern Missouri. But the ground is warm, so it looks like most of the snow that will fall out that way will melt, but that will be something that will keep the ground conditions wet early next week. Turning to the southern hemisphere, in Brazil and Argentina, I think most areas right now the concern is about some places turning dry. It looks like warmer than average weather is going to be setting in for the western half of the production areas of Argentina. That would be centered on Cordoba and Santiago del Estero. A little, it'll be warm, but not as hot in Chaco and Santa Fe, Entre Rios, and Buenos Aires and La Pampa, but kind of dry there. Wet weather continues, though, for parts of the eastern production areas of Argentina and southern Brazil. So that is of concern because it's been too wet in southern Brazil. It's still dry in northeastern Brazil, and we'll be looking for possibly some rain in about a week there, but we'll have to wait and see. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 607 3/4, down 1 1/4. Last trade up 2. December wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 571 3/4, down 3/4. Last trade up 1 1/2. December corn 412 1/2, down 1/2. Last trade up 2 1/4. November beans 950 3/4, up 1 1/4. Last trade down 2 1/4. December soybean meal 278 40. Up 60, last trade down a dollar. And December oil 36.18, up 21, last trade up 3. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I'm sure the question on a lot of people's minds is, what does President-elect Barack Obama mean for agriculture?
Well, and the answer to that question is, with the way the agriculture markets have been trading, Dave, what does he do to the economy? What does he do to the stock market? What happens with crude oil prices? Because, unfortunately, our grains have been followers for so long. You know, you look at the very short-term answer to that. Right now, the stock market's down a couple hundred points. Crude oil's down a couple of dollars. And so the grain markets will probably be on the defensive on the start. You know, you look at the long term, the excitement coming out of the election, the promise of hope and change and different things. I think it's going to be a beneficial thing to the market, if nothing else, Dave, just to simply get the unknown of who's going to be in there behind us. Now we start to get answers about how's he going to fill out the cabinet, how do those people react to agriculture from their positions. So obviously, still plenty of questions to go.
turn your attention then to the market today. What are your anticipations?
It's going to be a pretty quiet opening, Dave, which is very welcome considering what we've had in recent weeks. Look for corn to be a couple cents higher off the start. We tried to go up and test that 4.25 high. We really need to get these corn to close above 425, Dave, to maybe get us to feel like the bottom is in and we're not going to puncture it. You know, but it is also, if we can't make that happen, look for us to probably fall down to that $4 D's corn area, potentially down to 385, and then you'd find some short covering again there. On soybeans, look for a quiet opening. Again, they need crude oil to trade higher to really carry both commodities, and that's not happening right now. Look for a lower start. We'd like to see January beans get to close above $10. That'd be a psychological boost for us. Until that happens, this thing probably stays pretty range-bound.
And very quickly, a call on the wheat, please.
Call on the wheat. Again, I'm going to follow the overnight session, Dave. And wheat was down 3 or 4. It's going to be on the defensive. You know, we need some weather cooperation to allow some acres to get planted. You know, a lot of question marks there.
Thank you much, Ed.
You bet. Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.